Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Welcome to the Haunted Estate.
Hello, and welcome back to the Haunted Estate with Selena.
And Joel.
And me, and my desk is populated. I have two of my dogs with, I was going to say two of my dogs, but it's all of my dogs. Every podcast is just, we talk about how dogs die.
You got to introduce them.
This little one right here, this is Gucci, Gucci O'Gucci. I watched The House of Gucci. She was already Gucci. I just love Gucci stuff. Gucci, Gucci, Gucci. I can't stop saying it. This is Gucci. She's my baby. And this is her big sister, Molly. So we have Molly Isabella, and we have Gucci Bella. I don't know. I literally almost changed her name to Bella because when I got her, I was in a big Twilight phase. I go through Twilight phases like every few months. Have you seen Twilight?
Yes, I have.
All of them?
Yes, I have.
Props, dude. That's kind of hard. Like for like a who made you watch all those?
I haven't seen all of them.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Try to get Joel to watch Anne of Green Gables.
Ugh.
He was absolutely denied on that forefront. Why? What is your face? Why? What?
Ugh.
What?
It's just not. It's not a me show.
Is it because it's too wholesome and there's no like murder?
No gunfighting. No car chasing. No action. No metal music.
You don't like the tale of a sweet red-headed orphan?
No.
You're offending me. Here, I'm not going to give you any of my horses.
What's on your table?
Horses.
Go on.
I have a bunch of horses.
Why are they so little?
Here, I'm going to throw you one. That's Jeff.
Oh, they're ponies.
What kind of ponies?
I guess you could say if this one is mine and it's little, then it's a My Little Pony.
Joel, how do you know what My Little Ponies are?
Well, the box is right there.
Is that just a cover, though? Are you actually secretly a brony?
This one's a turtle.
I recently found out what bronies are.
I only learned from your recent video.
There's a whole documentary about bronies. It's guys that are like really obsessed with My Little Pony. For the most part, it seems pretty simple, but for some of them, they're freaky when it comes to the ponies.
I like the turtle one.
Have you ever seen a horse's penis?
I have.
Tell me your experience.
My arm.
Tell me your experience of seeing a horse's penis.
Like on TV, never in real life.
No. I saw it at the zoo once, I think.
Oh, you're right. I might have seen one at the zoo.
You know, I saw it at Adam Taylor's house.
Yeah, I think I was with you.
Yes. So Adam Taylor is my ex-boyfriend. And he had a horse that was obsessed with one of his friends named Bubbles. And every time this horse would see Bubbles, his like giant wiener would come out and he would chase Bubbles.
He'd get excited.
It was weird, man. But like, hey, whatever floats your boat, I guess.
Weird.
Anyways, what's new?
Nothing. Just getting ready for Christmas at our house. As you know, Selena came over for dinner yesterday. We had a family dinner. It was really nice. Set up our Christmas tree, a little bit of decorations around the house.
Any dark shit happen in your life?
The continuous game of what do you want for Christmas? What do you want?
What do you want for Christmas,
Joel? Well, I'm asking you.
World peace.
What do you want for
world
Christmas?
World peace. And a labradoodle.
To end world hunger.
And a labradoodle. No dogs. You're out of... No, not till we move. Not till we move. Okay, I'm literally manifesting this house at this point. So a few months ago, we went through a house that is crazy. So I'm going to tell you guys a story. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast before.
What's the name of the house?
Well, I don't want to give it away. Okay. I don't want anyone to buy it or anything. But so this house got listed for sale in the summer. And it's like a super historical house. And it is ginormous. It's operating as something else right now. I definitely don't, like, it doesn't make sense to live there. But what in my life really does make sense? But here's a story about this house that I really, really want. When I was little, I always went yard selling, garage selling, which, weird, Joel, I found out a lot of places in America, like, yard selling, garage selling, like, isn't a thing.
That's not a thing, yeah.
Kind of blew my mind. So that's, like, on Saturday mornings from 7 till noon, you go out front, you put your shit on your driveway, in your garage, or on your front lawn, and people come and they buy your shit. So I went to garage sale with my mom. I was probably, like, 7, I would think. I was with grandma and mom, and we had gone yard selling, and the lady who was there was older, and she had tons of boxes. She didn't really put stuff out. It was just kind of like boxes on tables, and mom and grandma were, like, you know, rooting around. They love that. That's literally like porn for my mother. And I had to go to the bathroom. Mom's like, no, hold it, whatever. But the lady had overheard that I had to go to the washroom, and she had been like, hey, go inside, go through the front, like, go through the back into the front. At the front door, you'll see that there is a washroom there. And I remember going through and seeing this old nun-like lady in that front area where that, like, first fireplace is. And I always just thought it was a lady until years later. I think I talked about it on my dad's podcast, actually, where we talked about it. And it was a nunnery at a point. But, like, this house has so many histories. And that's, like, one of, like, my first ghosts that I really, really remember seeing is solid. But, like, the cool thing about this house is literally every single... I'm sorry, I'm getting kisses. Can you guys hear that?
I can hear it in the headphones.
That's good. You give me kisses. Hi, baby. She never gives kisses, so I'm just going to take this. So the cool thing about this place is, like, every room has those tiny doors. And you know how on TikTok they're like, oh my gosh, there's a tiny door, I should open it. So not only does every single door, every single floor have, like, 3 tiny doors, there's, like, this weird place in the attic, which Joel saw, and it has a staircase. It's more like a ladder, would you say, than anything?
Yeah, it's like a ladder.
And you go up there, and there's a stage.
It's like a ladder to the attic, but the attic is, like, 1600 square feet.
It's super small, but there is literally a stage, and then at the back of the stage is an even tinier door. Like, I'm talking like 1 foot high, and we didn't even look in it. But, like, this house has so many secret passages and, like, 2 different stairways and, like what was it, 8 bedrooms. Like, I want this house to just, like, manage it for 2 years, make crazy content, talk to the ghosts, like, that I met. And, like, the other night I literally dreamt that I, like, went to my following and was like, if 100 and something of you gave me a dime, I'd have enough. And I literally, like, in my dream got the house, which was bonkers. But, like, maybe if it's still for sale next year, maybe it can happen.
You know what scares me about that house, though?
What?
Did you ever see, and this scared me so much when I was a child, it's the Simpsons episode. It's a Halloween special.
I've seen all those.
Where Bart actually has a twin that lives in the attic, yes, like in the walls.
Yes.
That could actually be a thing at that house. Someone could be living.
That's terrifying.
Like, you know, like Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
Someone could be living there. And you wouldn't even know.
Bro, why don't just, like, you and Krista live with us in that house? It's got, so it's like basement.
Plus, we got to buy our own house first.
But listen to this. Listen to this, though. You got main floor, right? Then you got a 2 separate floors that go up. And each one is like a whole house. Mm-hmm. Like, one floor, you got bedroom, 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 bathroom, bedroom, 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 bathroom. Like, we could just, like, never see each other.
This house is so large, you guys. Like, it has a staircase for the people who live there, and then it has a staircase for the servants. And a servants' quarter. And a servants' quarter kitchen.
Yeah, like, up in the attic, there's, like, a servants', like bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of, like, crazy to think of. Mm-hmm. But, like, just to think of the things that were in there over time, like, what has gone down in there. Like, there was an inventor who lived there, that he had built this ginormous house for his mother.
And you know what I heard a long time ago? That stage thing, that there was a water tank up there that was filled with water. And in the case of a fire, that water would rush through the house and put the fire out.
Yeah, because of his experiments. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, just think of the history that's in there. Like, so much, especially history. Someone like me who's really empathic and like really into the paranormal and stuff like that. Like, even just being in there, like catching the vibes. Like, it wasn't, there were no bad vibes. It was just such a unique thing. And I feel like you could just explore that house for like 3 years.
Like, it's not spooky.
No, and that's the thing. This house has so much attention to detail that, like, even the insides, like where the keys go, is so intricately done.
The inside of the door hinge is etched.
Best part ever, you can buy it furnished.
Yeah.
Because I think, like, from what I remember the last time it was sold, like, this is the other thing, too. Like, real estate's here crazy. Like, it's, like, double what it was listed a few years ago. But, like, oh, man, could you freaking imagine?
Like, just so all the viewers know, where we live, like, I'm trying to buy a starter home. Like a starter home right now, and it's like $600,000
for like nothing. Like, for I'm talking like tiny, something that needs to be completely redone, yeah, is like 1,000 square feet type of vibe. Yeah. All right, so guys, I had a really cool idea. I literally went to Instagram and was like, "Hey, I want to know your darkest confessions."
Thank you, and everyone.
Yeah, thank you to everyone. I keep all your shit anonymous. Do not worry. I'm not even like looking at the usernames when I read them. I just like look at the text and I just kind of like roll through it. Can you stop trying to throw yourself off the table? Thank you. Please just snuggle with me. So I have for you guys some deep dark confessions. I thought we could talk about them. I love hearing this shit. One of my favorite YouTube channels ever is A-Dubs. And she does revealing your, and people anonymously email her like stuff. And it's crazy. All of like the craziest stuff I've ever heard in my life. But I was just like, hey, some of your confessions, let's talk about them. Okay, let's see what we got here. I cut my finger and I bled on a loaf of bread, and then my best friend wiped it off and fed it to everyone.
Like, did you do it on purpose?
It sounds like it.
That's some Jeffrey Dahmer shit.
What did he say? Yeah, and they were just like, oh no, we're good.
Maybe they, like, each person needed a piece of toast, but then, like, it was the last piece of toast. Like, well, you can't, like, short one.
Like, would you still eat it?
Not, like, if, not if I knew. Blood on it? No, not if I knew.
Would you serve it if you bled on it, wiped it off?
No. Okay, isn't that how you spread
AIDS?
HIV? Yeah, yeah, right? Blood. Through blood?
Adam, why are you being so creepy? Gucci wants out. Yeah, just, like, kick that over. Sorry. Gucci has vacated. She's like, I'm not into this spooky stuff. I'm done. Okay, so.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Is it time to change your approach and switch to Air Supra, albuterol budesonide? Now you can virtually connect with a doctor to discuss your options and see if it's time to make a change. If appropriate, you may even be able to get a prescription for Air Supra the same day. Talk to a doctor today and see if Air Supra is right for you. Visit AirSupraConnect.com to connect with a provider.
My daughter is afraid of animals, and I want to help her, but Oh, wait. Sorry. Some of these are so long. I can only do it in one thing. Okay. I once stole a bracelet on accident, but it made me feel really good. Made her feel good to steal. I think that's a normal thing.
Theft is bad.
My dog ate 6 Reese's peanut butter cups. It should have killed her, but it didn't. Fun fact, if your dog eats milk chocolate, it's really not that big of a deal. Molly ate a whole, see this dog right here? She ate a whole Hershey bar. Didn't even have diarrhea.
I think we've all heard if a dog eats chocolate, it'll die. Bro, but I think it has to eat a lot of chocolate.
This dog,
right?
You know Bridge Mixture?
Yeah.
This bitch right here ate a whole box of Bridge Mixture, which also has raisins in it, which is toxic to dogs. Grapes, and I have never seen someone throw up so much. We went to the emergency vet and they made her throw up, and then all night she just threw up. She was okay. But like, it was the most stressful time of my life.
They lived through anything, eh?
When I was pregnant with my son, I really hoped I would miscarry.
Jesus, that's dark. That's dark.
Damn.
It doesn't say, but I'm happy now.
It doesn't. I would punch an old lady if she had it coming.
Well, I mean, if anyone, like, if anyone is mean to me, my wife, my mom, my dog.
I pooped in the bathtub once. See, I have questions.
Like, how old are you?
And, no, that's like, but did you stay in it?
Were you in the tub? Did you just sit on the edge? Was it somebody else's house?
Why? I just want to know, did you stay in it like tea? Like, did you steep it?
Oh, you think they were in the tub and pooped?
Yeah, that's what they meant.
Oh.
I think. That's where my brain went.
Not just they sat on the edge instead of the toilet?
Have you pooped on the tub?
No.
You've never pooped in the tub?
No.
Even when you're sick?
No, not my tub.
Have you ever fully thought it was a fart and it wasn't?
Never happened. Had close calls. Never happened.
It happens to me too often. This is live.
I believe you.
I slept with my ex-boyfriend's sister and he still doesn't know about it.
So that's girl on girl, right? That's girl on girl, right?
My
ex-boyfriend's sister.
Yeah, man. Juicy. I once had sex with a guy on the courthouse steps on the 4th of July, a block from the fireworks.
That's romantic. What are you, in a rom-com? That's some main character stuff right there.
No. When I was a wee lass, I accidentally stepped on my pet turtle and blamed it on a cat. My parents still don't know.
No. That's pretty dark.
That's so, some of these are just gross. I cut off giant chunks of calluses on my big toes with a tiny, tiny knife.
I think that's, isn't that a thing we all do? Yeah.
Oh my
God. For that, whoever that viewer is, I always pick at the calluses on my fingers from...
This one, I feel like mom and dad feel. I secretly very much dislike one of my children. She is mean, abusive, a narcissist person, just like her dad.
Oh. Family traits, man.
I sleep with my neighbor and still do. He lives 400 meters from me every night. You know what? If you had a thing going and no one's getting hurt, like, what's the problem? Do you have any weird confessions? Anything at all?
I don't have any weird confessions.
You've never done anything weird and then thought, like, maybe the world, like, shouldn't know that? You're so deep in thought.
I don't know. I remember one time, like, growing up, we had a phone number. It ended, like, 2370.
Yeah.
But I, like, was nervous to talk on the phone. Like, someone calls. I'm like, hello? They're like, is this blah, blah, 2370? I'm like... No, this is 2370, and I just hung up the phone.
Do you remember how you used to always answer the phone?
Yeah, of course.
Hello, this is Joel Alexander Horvath speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm incredibly polite and well-spoken.
It was like too much, though.
No, it's not.
Why did your middle name get thrown in there?
I just thought of something else funny. This one time, like I was like 14, trying to call some girl. It was like one of the first times I ever tried to call a girl who I met at high school. Phone's ringing. Hi, this is Joel Horvath speaking. Could I please speak to Kristen? And then on the other end of the line, I get Josh. Dude, it's Josh. I dialed the wrong number, but I got someone else I knew.
What the heck?
Yeah, but it was like, say, whatever. Say the number was 8668. I dialed 6886 by accident.
Like, your brain just like shot you into a different land.
I just so nervous too, and I dialed the wrong number and got someone I knew. True story.
Oh my God.
True story.
I don't think I actually love my husband. Can you imagine that? Adam's my, like,
did
Adam's
you write
my,
that one?
No, he's my best. Adam, are you there?
No.
He's my thunder buddy for life. When I was in kindergarten, I glued a girl's hair to the mat at nap time.
Ooh.
None, these are, like, so vanilla.
You want more hardcore?
Yeah, I want, like, I want to know
deep,
dark things. Like, not that I want people to go through them, but, like, I want to read them. I want out of a relationship, but I need money first. I get that. A lot of people stay because of convenience. Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's easier. I stabbed someone and I blamed it on somebody else. What? All of these are sexy. Like,
are you skipping ones that are too bad?
Yeah. Well, they're not bad. They're just all... I like to pull hairs out of my butt crack after a shower. Feels nice. I'm guilty. I make a butt puff pile and then I'll blow it at Adam.
That's gross.
I don't need to tell anyone of that.
That's gross.
Is he down here?
Millions of people are going to hear this.
I'm kidding. I've never done that.
I don't believe you. I totally think that's something you'd do.
I steal my sister's vibrator and use it. Ugh. That's kind of gross. A 6-year-old told me his name was 5 today. And I made a joke of it, not knowing it actually was 5. Oh my God, dude, I keep saying I'm gonna do workouts but I don't do them.
Gosh, that's, is that you and I?
That's too relatable, my dude.
We got a gym membership last week,
bro. Listen to this one. I broke up a marriage.
I might know that girl. small town drama.
Can we make up a small town drama song? Okay, just do it. I'm going to say it, and then you do it right after. Small town drama.
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 Small town drama. Oh, that was good.
Small town drama.
Small town drama. Rawr.
That's the next Island Boys.
Oh, my gosh. I'm an island boy. I can't
just
hear
trying
again.
To make it.
I killed my brother's guinea pig. Stop hurting animals. Don't do it. They're peaceful creatures that love love. Rest in peace, guinea pig.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, guinea
Father,
pig.
Father, son, house of Gucci.
Father, son. House of Gucci. What's your favorite brand?
Of what?
I feel like we should be talking about spooky stuff. It's 10 o'clock on a Monday.
It's 10:30.
I just haven't been feeling spooky lately, have you?
No, it's past Halloween. We're in Christmas mode now.
Oh my God.
Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho. Should we talk about how creepy Santa Claus and the whole idea of Santa Claus kind of is?
We grew up with a girl who was dead scared of Santa Claus.
Whoa, I don't know what was up with her. Like, and the weird thing was, is like, I don't even think she had like any trauma.
No.
But the thought of someone coming into her house, which really is scary.
It is.
Like, why as children we're like, oh, I can't wait for this fat man to squeeze down my chimney.
A random person's gonna get on your roof and then come into your house behind locked doors.
Chimney. But like, she was so scared of it.
Deadly
that
scared.
She would like, she had to be medicated when it came to Christmas. Like, her mother had her medicated. Like, and Santa wasn't even the bad one. It was the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. She lost a tooth, full fucking meltdown. And you know what's weird? They like, the weird thing about her is like, they thought she was like super, super gifted, right?
And as it goes, the road is long, my friends.
Things change.
People who are once popular will not be.
And the ones who were fucking weirdos. We did all right. It's all about baby steps, going in the right direction, and treating people as you want to be treated, because life is fucking short and we're weird meat sacks.
Be kind, heal the world with comedy.
Anytime Fitness is for real people with real fitness goals. I mean, let's be honest. Most of us aren't training for marathons or half marathons or even half marathons. Only time most of us are running at all is if we're trying to make a connecting flight. Wouldn't have been late if we didn't stop to buy a headphone dongle. Point is, you gotta be ready. You do not want to deal with rebooking. Anytime Fitness, where real people help you make real progress. Join today and get a plan for training, nutrition, and recovery.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
Boom, burn 'em. You know what's weird? Why are we in... We're just little... We're thoughts of a thing inside meat sacks. Weird, right?
Again, the whole like thought of a podcast thing. Like right now, Selena and I are just in the basement at her house, but possibly millions of people will listen to our voice. It's a weird concept to grasp.
Hey, guys.
It's a weird thing to think about.
My brother's first marriage, I yanked his ex-wife's veil so her head would get yanked back. This is my most fucked up confession, I guess, would be smoking pot at 13 years old. Same. Was that bad?
That's not even bad.
That's not even a bad thing.
What are you, a small town? Like
I beat my meat to my cousin. My sister is pregnant with my ex-boyfriend's older brother's baby.
Sisters, cousins, ex-boyfriends,
older
brother's baby.
What?
So the baby...
Can you do the
impregnate?
Math?
Impregnate. Let's skip that one.
Yeah, that I don't get that. I lost my virginity to a random guy from Tinder in a junky old car behind a church.
Nice.
That's such a Canadian sounding thing.
That's what Tinder's for.
That's what Tinder's for.
That's what it's for. Don't feel bad.
Honestly, most of these aren't like really bad. Oh my God, that one's too bad.
What?
I'm not reading it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I can't read this.
You can't do that.
Too bad. This one's too bad. I'll tell you later.
Hit like if you want to hear it.
There was this girl. No, I can't.
Oh,
I'm not going to do
it. What a tease.
And no, it's too... Okay, she did something horrible with not the same species.
Oh, never mind.
And then sold the pictures to an old man.
I don't want
to
hear it.
Okay. When I was little, I used to steal dolls from my wealthy friends because I was poor.
Do what you got to do to survive, man.
Do what you got to do to survive. They're like those living dolls. Like, what are those ones that like look like My Life dolls or something? 2 days after my ex broke up with me, I had sex with his best friend. I farted in the middle of history class and it was so loud that everyone looked at me.
Doesn't that remind you of a story that you have?
What? I couldn't hear such a thing. I have a crush on my husband's best friend. While doing pest control, I pooped at a lady's house and the toilet wouldn't flush, so I just left it floating. Oh my gosh. These are crazy. Man, these are even hard to read. Some of them, they're good though. I appreciate you guys sending these in, but man, when I'm like, some of your deepest, darkest confessions, you're like, I smoked pot when I was 13. It's like, really?
We're trying to make interesting content here.
But no, I'm not undervaluing your trauma. Some of these are very, very good. I'm just like, yo. A lot of people send it in like 25 parts, like their story, and it's like, I can't get through this. I can't read that one. Let's move away from that. It was a really good idea in context. Molly, tell the people a thing. Here. Molly.
I call her Maurizio.
She doesn't want to talk. Her breath does smell like a dump truck.
You gotta brush your teeth.
No. Have you ever tried brushing a dog's teeth?
I've done Maisie's before.
You've brushed Maisie's teeth.
A long time ago.
How'd it go?
With the little finger thing, you put like the peanut butter flavored toothbrush.
How'd it go?
Fine.
Yeah?
But now I give her those green dental sticks.
Okay, can we make that a part of your job? Every day when you come here, you brush Molly's teeth?
If you want me to.
You do that?
If you want me to.
She will not let you.
Why? Will she bite?
No, she won't bite, but it's going to be, she'll just be flailing her head around.
Well, you got to show them who's boss.
Tell me a story, Joel. Today is just one of those episodes. It's all over the place. We're just catching up.
I thought, just funny, I thought about the story you told me. I don't know. I think you're in grade 9 math class. And you got a fart, but it's pretty quiet. So you decide if you come up with a noise that's louder than the fart, no one will hear your fart and be completely disguised.
Yep.
And like, you know, in our high school is the old one where you like sit in a chair and the desk are connected. And you like decide that you're going to push your textbook off the edge. And when it hits the ground, it'll make a noise. You'll fart at the same time. No one will know. Absolutely bulletproof idea. Selena knocks the textbook off the desk, but it lands perfectly flat. So it's like a loud, piercing clap.
Yeah.
Everyone turns around and looks right at you. And then you farted loud.
I tried to time the fart. So the fart would come right out in the textbook. And you know what the crazy thing is? I remember telling mom and dad that story when it happened. And then I put it on TikTok and everyone's like, you stole that story. That's not actually your story. Someone else had lived the exact same experience.
Simulation.
It's the simulation.
I got one for everyone too. Have you ever seen your neighbors bring groceries in?
Now that I've like been concerned, I've actually seen neighbors
bring same groceries only in like thinking about it. I never saw it, but now that I'm like paying attention, like, are they bringing groceries?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they bringing groceries?
I saw something crazy on Tinder.
What?
Not on Tinder.
Oh, you're on Tinder?
I do have Tinder.
What?
Because I like to... No, like,
your
it's literally...
Your husband's in the other room.
No, he doesn't have Tinder. It's not for that. It's just for, like, making friends. And
are you
honestly,
trolling?
No, you know what? I first downloaded it for TikTok.
Are you trolling?
I don't troll, but I fucking love swiping up people. It's seeing what kind of people swiped on me.
Have you, is that how you set up that play date?
You have to be really careful when you say the word play date.
Hmm?
In this atmosphere... Hmm? Fucking weirdo. I want to tell you what I saw on Twitter though.
What?
So it was this lady and she was in some kind of medical class or something and they were doing blood typing and her blood came out as O when her parents could not make O. So she really thought that they had like fucked up how to do it and she was like mad at the teacher. She's like, there's no way, like you must be doing this wrong. And no, so she goes home that night and comes back the next day and is just blunt about what happened. She finds out that her mom slept with her husband's stepbrother and that was her actual dad. And in like this 24-hour period, they were already getting a divorce. But it was all because of blood typing. Like the secret was kept until she was like 24 years old and all came out just because of that reason. Yeah. Could you even imagine? I heard this other story once too where they were in high school and it was like first period and they were doing swabs of their mouths and looking at like the bacteria that was inside of their mouths.
I remember doing that.
And this one girl, the teacher swabs her mouth and puts the slide on the thing for the whole class, right? So you could like put it on the wall, like the projector. And she's like, what's swimming in my mouth? And the teacher's like, why don't you tell the class what's going on?
And what was this, first period?
Yeah, it was first period. But then she found out that like that can live in your mouth for up to like 4 days because it's like the perfect temperature.
Hmm.
Imagine like your teeth got pregnant.
That's okay.
And then your teeth turned
into
like popcorns.
We can talk about something else.
Okay, your turn.
All right, sure. Oh, I'm really on the spot. I'm thinking. I don't know what to say.
Do you have any spooky stories? Or we're trying to say something spooky. Because this is the Haunted Estate. We talk about fucked up stuff. We talk about scary stuff.
Yeah, okay. I have a story of regret.
Okay.
Previously, like, I drove across country a lot with my job. Like, I traveled a lot by myself. Before, I was in Alberta. Sorry, I have two stories. The one, I'm in Alberta, coming around to Bend. Backcountry Alberta, dirt road, no one's around. There's an 18-wheeler that had flipped over on the side of the road. Wheels still turning. Like it must have just happened. Me and my partner, this Peter and I guy, just kept driving.
What?
Yeah, I know. I was like, man, we should go back. He's like, should have gone back. Live with regret.
Would you ever like Google it or?
No, but there was already another truck. Pickup truck stopped.
Oh, okay.
But you couldn't see anyone, but I don't know, like maybe it had already stopped and then the truck flipped. I don't know. But you know, like if I go back, I wish I would have checked.
Bro, I would have been out there so fast. As I told you, we talked about this the other day. I think that the universe puts things in front of you.
And that leads to my next story. The other day when we were eating pizza upstairs,
yeah,
and across the street, there's those people.
Yeah.
And you went out and helped them out.
Yeah.
I was at Sobeys the other day.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like a... Sobeys is like a grocery store where we live for all the non-Canadian people. Anyways, I'm like turning at the intersection, driving my truck. There's like a father and young daughter and they're crossing the street. Not that I mean anything by this, but maybe they're not the most well-off people. And then I was like going through the self-checkout in Sobeys and the father and daughter are there and they're buying like a no-name brand frozen pizza. It's like probably their dinner tonight. And then like we were leaving at the same time and they're walking out. And I don't know. I wish I would have given them something.
That one's touchy, though, because you don't want to offend them.
Exactly. And I don't know their story. So, but, you know, just it... Like, you're trying to connect the dots, but I don't want to seem bad.
Yeah. Like you put it that way. Like, think of Mom. Mom's, like, super cheap. She would have sent us for a no-name pizza.
She did. First-hand experience.
Yeah. But, no, I think the universe really puts things in front of you. Like that day with the homeless people across the street. Like we had just left and we had come across the street with our hot food and we were just sitting down when across the street from me these homeless people sat down on the road and I just like got up and I just started filling a bag with like food and grabbing money and Joel was like, let's just eat. And then I was like, will you come with me? He's like, sure. So we went across and like we gave them some food and some money and then they went to the same restaurant we did and they got some hot food. And I'm the kind of person where if something is in front of you, it's there for a reason. Everything has a reason. And Adam and I argue about this a lot because he's like, not everything has a reason. Some things are coincidence. I don't believe that.
Everything's there for a purpose.
Like after we lost Max, like that, like a couple of days later, you know, we had talked about wanting like a chocolate labradoodle and like someone writes us and she's like, I have chocolate Australian like labradoodles. And I was like, but like, I'm not going to follow it because that's not what he wants. But like, I feel like when Joel and I saw that dog, those dogs on the road, I'm like, we had to figure this out. We figured it out. Like, things get put in front of you. I feel like the universe does a thing where it tests you. I know that's weird and maybe that's, you know, conspiracy theorists or something like that, but all I know is I feel like the universe gives you these moments. And you're maybe it's just proving to yourself or maybe it's your chance to be a good person, but the universe is like, hey, this is here and I want to see what you're gonna do here.
It's like a test almost.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it's like it's a little test or something like that. But Molly's getting right rowdy and I feel like we've come to a natural end of the podcast. Sorry if this one was a little bit shittier. I haven't had any time in my life. I'm hoping for a real fun one next week. I'm saying this now, do not hold it to me. I'm trying to get my book out this week. Guys, thank you so much for selling out the Big Comfy.
Thank you.
The hoodie, the oversized hoodie snuggle bug that I made. And Black Friday, Cyber Monday went awesome. So thank you to all of you guys for that. But don't forget, if things are going on in your life... Molly!
Mo!
Come say bye!
It's 10:44 p.m. and
if things are going on in your life and you're not happy, change them. You got one short life. What's the worst that can happen? You're going to be happy? Maybe be a little uncomfortable for a little bit, but then you'll be better. And that is all that matters. Joel, you got any final words?
Just thanks to everyone. And you.
And I love you.
Love you too.
I love you. You're my best friend.
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 Small town drama.
Can I add something?
Yeah.
Leave in the comments below if you want our next one to be a musical.
Do you want our next episode to be fully musical?
A musical? You're only allowed to talk singing.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, see you next time.
Okay, let's do an outro. We're gonna sing an outro. Okay.
What are we gonna sing?
It's okay. Just follow my lead. I'll go, then you go.
What lead?
It's the end of the day.
It's the end of the night.
And it's time to get comfy in your jammies.
It's time to lay down and hit the hay.
Because snuggles are the best thing in the whole world.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
At the end of the day.
Because we love you.
Love you so much.
We love you more than all the spooky things in the land.
Boom. That's what we just made that up.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.